Danielle Durack has talked about how songwriting allows her to get rid of the mental clatter in her head. No matter the motivation, we're lucky to hear the sweet, dreamy results. The Phoenix singer-songwriter made her debut this spring at South by Southwest and is three albums into a promising career. I met up with her on a breezy day at Tover Castle, part of the return of Tiny Desert Concerts, and I started off by asking how often heartbreak influences her music.
I think I definitely have been influenced by heartbreak. The last record I put out in 2021 is like a textbook heartbreak breakup album. I really try to take those negative things and process them through my music. And even some of the happier things I write have like a melancholy twinge to them, unfortunately, but there's two sides to everything. I've been writing since I was pretty young. I was like in the fifth grade when I wrote my first really bad song, and it's just kind of been an outlet for me. It's like a diary that I share with the world for some reason. I try to let the creativity flow. I feel like when I try to set out to write something good is when the bad stuff comes out without fail. So yeah, just try and get out of my own way.
Do you feel like you know when something is working for you, when you're progressing on a song the way you want to?
Oh, totally. Yeah, no, there's like this intense excitement that you're like, this is good. Don't mess it up, you know?
The diary aspect, when you mentioned diary, that comes up to me now. You're thinking you are really opening yourself up. So when you're performing the songs as you were for us, do you sort of get into your own zone, or do you notice whether it's five of us or 1,000 people watching?
I try to just stay present in, you know, in my body, but I definitely get nervous and stuff. And that was interesting. The five of you there, that's honestly more nerve-wracking than like a full room sometimes.
So you grew up here.
I did.
What do you think of the general Valley music scene? And is that something that you feel like you can expand in, or are you going to have to look for greater horizons at some point soon?
Like, Phoenix is my home, and it's always going to be my home. I want to stay here. I want to travel. I don't know if I ever want to like live anywhere else, you know, for extended periods, but Phoenix is growing super fast. And I've watched, even in the last 5 years, the music scene kind of explode. And a lot of friends of mine are doing some really cool things. So I don't think I necessarily need to leave Phoenix to make my dreams a reality.
So Daniel, you're going to play a song for us. What's it going to be?
This one is There Goes My Heart.
Darling, take me or leave me. You don't have to be so cruel to leave me. Of all of my duties, I'll leave you in peace. You won't hear a single thing. Oh, I'm constantly fighting the thoughts in my mind about being your bride. Singing at weddings and wasting my time writing these lines about you. And there goes my heart right out the front door. There goes my world spinning out. Ain't got no choice but starting over. Despite all my longing, I'm still seeing clearly the I can actually put myself first, and the hurting is teaching me something, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure. There goes my heart right out the front door. There goes my world spinning out. Ain't got no choice but starting over. So here I am. Oh, you're calling me, crying to tell me sorry, to tug on my heartstrings and call me your darling, and that's what I wanted, but not what I asked for. It don't change a thing, no, it doesn't change anything. You're calling me, crying to tell me you need me, and oh, that our love is something we're saving. Starting over, so here I am.
You mentioned writing your first song in the fifth grade.
Yeah.
So was the idea of being a musician, did that come right away for you, and did it ever feel easy, or is it something you really feel like, this is something I want to work at because I feel so good when I do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it felt easy when I was a kid because I wasn't listening very critically. I was like, this is fun. It probably sounded not great. But as long as I can remember, I've wanted to do music, wanted to be like a rock star or whatever. And then I remember my older brother who played guitar at some point was like, you're not a real musician if you don't write your own songs. And I was like, okay, I got to write my own songs. And that's how it started.
Okay, well.
So, yeah. I don't know if I agree with that still, but it was motivating at the time.
Sure, yeah. So South by Southwest is coming up.
It is, yeah.
So tell me about your feelings about doing that.
I'm so nervous and so stressed and so excited. in that order.
And so post-pandemic, I mean, that's, I imagine people are going to be even more excited to see performers like yourself and other people. So do you think that's going to affect what it feels like once you actually do it?
I hope so. I think, I don't know. I think people are craving that connection. And I think that, it's going to feel really sweet after being away for so long.
Well, let me just ask it then, not about South by Southwest, but in that same sort of vein, have you been affected in terms of the way you write the music, the way, have you been eager to be in front of audiences yourself?
Yes and no. I think the live performance aspect of it, it's not my favorite. I do get really nervous, but that's also the point. Like, it's like I'm there to share. I write it to share it. So when the pandemic hit and I didn't have a stage anymore, I kind of like lost my will to do it. I was like, what's the point, you know? Which, you know, sparked a whole inward journey of self-discovery. And then I realized that I started doing this because I liked to do it, and I'll always like to do it, and I'll do it forever, even if no one's listening. But it's very nice to be in front of people and for it to connect, because that's the beautiful thing about music and art, is being able to really like connect on a deeper level than, you know, conversation allows.
Well, you set it up for me with that self-discovery. Did any of that self-discovery end up on some of your recent songs?
Yes, absolutely. Like, I hit an intense writer's block through the pandemic, and then I, you know, struck gold, it feels like, and I've been writing, and it's all been very, you know, inward and like reflection and processing events and emotions of the last 2 years or so.
And finally, take us out on a song. It was great talking to you, but take us out on a song as we close this out.
Okay. It's a new song. Its working title is Moon Song.
is breaking my heart. So I got my sights set on Venus and Mars, or some other rock revolving some other star. Guess it doesn't matter so long as it's far, 'cause living on Earth keeps breaking my heart, testing my patience and giving me scars. And all it on still lying in your arms. So send me away, it's all just too hard. And I'm always staring at the moon, 'cause it's so easy to see the bright side when it's glittering. Living on Earth keeps breaking my heart. So I made up my mind and I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm planning the march and I'm doing the launch. I'll bring all my books and live on top roaming, 'cause living on Earth keeps breaking my heart. But I guess I'll admit I'll probably miss it a lot, like mom, dad and bad and my dog, all those big little things you don't miss till they're gone. And I'm always staring at the moon, 'cause it's so easy to see the bright side when it's glaring back.
That was Danielle Durek playing for us in February at Tover Castle. You can see a video of her performance on our website, theshow.kjzz.org. And if you're in a band or know of one you'd like to hear play with us, send us a note, theshow@kjzz.org.